Lindsay, and I fell asleep yesterday at my wife Lindsay's company Christmas party. I mean, there was tons of people there, tons of noise going on, and I just kind of leaned to the side a little bit, and then I was just gonna take a break because I mean, we get up early, like 3:30 in the morning, and then Joe.
So like you
Joe,
were
wake up.
Sitting down.
Yep, at like kind of a booth.
And you fell asleep. Did you have any alcohol?
No, I did. I had a gin and tonic, but that's not.
but you weren't like drunk.
No. Because I was supposed to go work out after, but I just was so tired yesterday. I ended up not working out. But it was embarrassing, Liv, just sitting there. And
Your poor wife.
Yeah, it was my wife Lindsay's company party, and I'm just wondering if anybody else can help me. I'm embarrassed no matter what, but I would love to hear if it's somebody you know, like you saw them do it, or it was you yourself, where they fell asleep, obviously, anywhere besides a bed, where they shouldn't fall asleep. And what's the story behind it?
I actually have fallen asleep at the nail salon before, just for like a quick set, like the thing like you, like I fell asleep for like a quick second, then I woke back up and realized that I had like had dreamt a little bit, and I was just sitting there and they had my nails like painting them and my head like fell back in the seat and I just like fell asleep very quickly, probably for like 60 seconds or something. And then
okay.
I woke back up, but I was just so tired. I couldn't help it.
Dude, I kind of have a similar story to you, Liv. So I was getting my hair cut one time and I fell asleep getting my hair cut and the barber was actually mad at me. He's like, oh, dude, you need to wake up or else you're about to get like, you know, a little on the wrong side.
It would have been funny if he just totally butchered your hair. I'm like, sorry, man, that's the way, you know, you were laying down, you were sleeping like that. That's what you get.
I'm notorious for falling asleep during movies, like in the theater.
Especially
if they're really long, just if I go. It's rare that I go, but if they're really long, it just...
Do you snore, Mackenzie?
No.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Can you imagine, like, you're watching a quiet, like, movie, all of a sudden...
I remember specifically, SpongeBob 3D? I fell asleep, and Lizzie's like, Mommy, wake up!
Mom, Mommy!
I was just pooped.
Mom, what?
I said I was just pooped. I was tired.
Oh, I thought you said she just pooped. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
No,
sorry.
I was sleepy.
Okay, 833-563-2539.
One more embarrassing story. My dad was that guy that fell asleep at church.
That's so embarrassing.
He would open mouth snore. So like I would nudge him and have to wake him up. But then like I kind of stopped going to church and my dad would still go. And there was no one there to wake him up now. So he was known as the guy that fell asleep at church.
Yeah, I think one of the worst places to fall asleep, I've done it twice. One time I got in an accident, actually two times I got in an accident. One with a car, one with without, is when I was driving.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I was like 19 or 20, just starting working in radio, so making like $8 an hour. I'm also working at a car wash. I was sick, so I was on some cold meds too, because, you know, just like how chopped and liver working two jobs. I remember starting out doing that. I had to, and I went from the doctor's. I was actually driving to my car wash job, and it was really slow. I went like 10 or 15 miles through a four-way stop. This little old lady in her Volkswagen Bug hit me, spun my car like 360, and she kind of, it was not her fault, but she kind of like broadsided me. I thought I killed her because all of her airbags went off.
Oh my god!
Totally fine. But I was like, oh crap. And the other time I was DJing a wedding gig and from where I lived to where the DJ gig was, like it was 2.5 hours each way. I'm like, I'm just going to drive back to my place tonight I was in Michigan. And I was driving back in my car and I was just so tired. I tried all the tricks that people say to do, like put the music up, put the windows down, like making it cold, anything you could do, just anything. And I started drifting off, and I went to the right, and I ran over a couple of signs on the highway. And just I called the cops on myself, which was stupid.
One of my bridesmaids had narcolepsy. She would constantly fall asleep behind the wheel. And I'm like, how do you have your license?
Yeah, I didn't know you could have that, but because that can be dangerous if it happens.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ashley this morning, 833-563-2539, if you'd like to hop on. Ashley, did you fall asleep, or did you have somebody fall asleep on you?
No, so like Porkchop said, I'm a hairstylist, and we have guests fall asleep in our chairs weekly. It's usually not a problem unless we're trying to cut their hair.
That's because it's so mesmerizing, you guys. You know, it feels good, the bzzz on the head, and sometimes they do the massage and the hot towel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's easy to fall asleep, but yeah, don't do that. You'll get a bald spot. Bzzz.
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling. I know massages, not for like your head massage at the hair place, but when you go get one done, I don't know how, maybe women are different than men. As a man, and I'm not trying to be gross, but I am so tense the whole time because I don't want something to happen when I'm getting massaged that I'm afraid like I can never fall asleep.
I've fallen asleep during the massage and I was so bummed out because when I woke up, I was like, I don't even know how it felt.
Aww.
It didn't even feel good.
What a waste.
I fell asleep on a plane because I can sleep on planes, and I was mortified. I woke up and I was on the aisle so everyone could see what I was watching, and I was watching, it was like Sex in the City or Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, something, the HBO show, and there was like a threesome happening in a hot tub, and everyone's like, what are you watching? And I had slept, I dozed off, so I wasn't actually watching. And I woke up, I was like, covering the screen. I
Mackenzie's
was so
watching porn.
Yeah, she's like, this is a typical flight.
Let's join Mackenzie on Radio Now.